And as a result of that, the judge was really angry. He said that I had the audacity to post on social media that I'm an anti-masker people, which is discrimination, is what he called me. I tried to tell the judge that I went by the CDC guidelines, that I wasn't doing anything wrong. As a result of this picture, he stripped me of my parental rights. I haven't seen my son in a year. Part of his conditions were that, and this is back in September, before the COVID vaccine became available, and he mandated that I get the vaccine and my son get the vaccine. This shouldn't have happened. You know, I'm not a criminal, and I just wanted to see my son.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Melanie Joseph coming to the program. She's a mom that's been struggling to get her son back because the judge, his name is Dale Cohen, out of Broward County, which everybody who's watched my program for a while knows what I think of the cesspool Broward County. Anyways, the judge saw her make a post without a mask, saying, making a comment about a mask in a where she didn't have to wear a mask, and he did determine she was an anti-masker and took her son away. And he also ruled that in order for her to get her son back, that she would have to get a vaccine, and so would he. The judge actually ruled, mandated the vaccine on her. So she's going to come onto the program and talk about her story. And I think it's might be one of the scariest stories with this whole vaccine passport. And I think that's where it's going. I think that's where they want it to go, is how this judge behaved. And it's maybe a canary in the coal mine, this mother who's fighting to get her son back, who is, from all indications, a good mother. And you'll hear her story. Very scary. And I think we need to do what we can to help her. She's trying to raise money for her defense, and she'll tell the story. And she has a GoFundMe page that you can publicly fund. Anyway, so please go to sarahwestall.com under subscribe and subscribe to my newsletter and other things. And please share what you can with others. Anyways, let's get into this interview now with Melanie Joseph.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
You have an incredible story. You have a story that's actually absurd. And you had your son taken away from you because a judge saw you not wearing a mask or talking about a mask. Can you explain what the judge saw and what happened?
So I share custody with my son's father, and it was my time for me to have him for spring break. And the father decided to not let me have him during that time. After all of my attempts, I went through the court and I applied for what they consider an emergency pickup order. And that's when the other parent's not complying. And so the judge denied that order, which I don't understand, because we've had to do this in the past and there was never an issue. So moving further along, I had to wait 6 months to get a court date from the time that I saw my son last. And I thought once I was before the judge and I was able to, you know, explain that I hadn't seen him in 6 months based on the father's actions, that my son would be returned to me, the father would be held in contempt, and I'd be able to move on with my life. And it didn't work out that way. Instead, and it was really confusing because initially it was my first Zoom hearing and you're supposed to show your face. Everybody is, including the judge, but he didn't do so. I just saw a picture of him. And
him, the judge, or the
judge.
Okay.
Yeah, because initially I had said to my attorney, you know, I really don't want to have to look at my son's father. There's just a lot of anxiety there and a lot of stress that comes up because of the kind of relationship that we have, which is, you know, it's pretty abusive. And she said, well, no, everybody has to show their face in this hearing, including the judge. The judge didn't show his picture. I'm sorry, the judge just showed a picture of his face. And they started discussing a picture of me from my Facebook, which I had no idea what they were talking about. It was never entered into evidence. And it was my private Facebook where you have to be a friend to see any of my pictures. So I really don't know how they got this picture of me, but it was where I was at my oral surgeon's office alone, like I am right now. And it was during the time there was no mandate. I was out of the state and I took a selfie. And I put on my selfie, no mask for this girl, at my oral surgeon's office. And as a result of that, the judge was really angry. He said that I had the audacity to post on social media that I'm an anti-masker people, which is discrimination, is what he called me. I tried to tell the judge that I went by the CDC guidelines, that I wasn't doing anything wrong. He was also really angry that my sidearm was in my picture. I have a conceal, I'm allowed to carry lawfully. And in my picture, you could see where it wasn't covered up on my shirt. And as a result of this picture, he stripped me of my parental rights. I haven't seen my son in a year. Part of his conditions were that, and this is back in September, before the COVID vaccine became available, and he mandated that I get the vaccine and my son get the vaccine, that I go into supervised visitation that I pay for, that I quarantine, and that I have the burden financially all on me.
So, because you didn't mask, because you were carried, and then he took your kid away and then forced you to get a vaccine if you want to have a chance and your son have a chance to get your son back.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is over the top. I think it's what we're all scared and fearful of, that this could possibly happen. Now, is your husband a your ex-husband? He's not your husband. Is he does he wear a mask all the time? And is he this great guy?
No. In fact, my son doesn't wear a mask when he's with him. My son's on Instagram with his friends, with his girlfriend, living his life. The judge has also done this to another family where he had the 22-month-old baby taken from the mother because she was on the beach without a mask, and the ex-husband showed up and took a picture and used it against her in court.
Oh, geez.
She's not allowed to talk about it. She has a gag order.
Who is this judge and where did this happen?
His name is Judge Dale Cohen, and this is in Broward County, Florida.
And Broward County is, I've covered Broward County for other issues.
It's very corrupt.
It's a cesspool of corruption. It's the armpit of corruption in our country. And
Absolutely,
I am so
100%.
sorry that you're in that county because it is really bad. It's a haven for sex trafficking and all sorts of stuff. So you're dealing with probably, I mean, I can't say he is because I have no proof of it, but I know for a fact that Broward County is very, very corrupt. And you're dealing with the judge in Broward County dealing with this, you know, family services and stuff. The chances of him being corrupt in a very, very corrupt system, you know, I can't say he is, but it's fairly high. And so I am so sorry
No,
that you're in that environment.
I'm certain that he is. I've never had justice at all in Broward County. I went to the courts after my son's father raped me. That's why we have a child together. And I tried to get a restraining order and I was denied.
Were you married to the father at the time that he raped you?
No, it was not.
So, any. So was the rape, did you go to the police for the rape or how did you?
I went to an organization called Women in Distress, and they told me to file a restraining order, and I was denied. There is a police report that they considered it beyond the statute of limitations. I do have on record where I went to counseling for the rape, but there's nothing police related.
Now, why did they deny your, if he raped you and you're worried, is there a history of his abuse?
During the 14 years that I've been back and forth with my son, yes, as far as like a history between him and I, none other than the fact that I brought it to the court's attention that he was threatening my life and that I was scared of him. And, I went further with trying to get the help that I needed. He didn't know about my son until 3 months after he was born. And that's when he pursued me through court to do what he's been doing for the past almost 15 years, which is just harass and come after my husband. And I've been married 14 years. I have other children to the point of just backing us into a corner outside of court with, you're going to adhere to this or we're going to continue to destroy your life type of thing. That's why he had any of the additional custody, if you want to put it, because I didn't have any money anymore, any good counsel.
Does how come he has power? Does he have connections, or does is it turn?
I believe he does. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. The attorney he has, which I'm going to be going after her license as well, because she's done a lot of things unethical. But the one thing I can prove recently, so his attorney is his ex-wife's aunt, who can't even see her children supervised, came after me and made it a very personal vendetta.
What is her name?
Donna Goldman.
Okay.
And every attorney I've ever had, including judges, no one wants to deal with Goldman. Like it's a very well-known thing. It's made my case very difficult anytime I've tried to get before the judge regarding contempt or any other matters related to this case.
Why don't they want to deal with her?
Because she's out of her mind. Like she's just very, a lot of times she sounds like she's drunk or something. I'm not a doctor, but mentally she's just.
She's crazy, but why does the judge side with them then? It sounds like he's just one corrupt man in a, and nobody has taken him to task. And you know other cases where he's brutalized people. I mean, this is horrible. You were telling me about two business owners that, what can you tell us the story of these two business owners that this
Yeah,
judge
actually,
harassed?
Mike Carnevale, it's hard to pronounce his last name. I can send it to you, but him and his wife Jillian had a business in Broward County. They were gym owners, and after they were unlawfully shut down with this whole mask ordinance, they decided to sue the city. And right after they dropped their lawsuit, less than 24 hours later, the police were there to arrest them because they had their business open. And they took their equipment outside, social distanced it in the parking lot, and refused to have their clients wear a mask because it's unhealthy to do that when you're working out in the 100 degree weather in Florida. And they arrested them three separate times, put them in jail, making an example out of them. And now they're facing 180 days in jail if this doesn't get overturned, even though the government has waived the mask fines and the, any citations regarding the mask. They're still facing jail time. They lost their business. They've lost everything.
Now, why in Florida does Broward County? Because in Florida, it's one of those areas that is the most open in the country. But
No, it's not.
Broward County is one of, it's like a little spot in Florida that is far to the, off the cliff to the left, or I don't even say left and right anymore. It's really difficult to describe. It's just tyranny.
It's like
And
the
the,
main part. It's like Fort Lauderdale. It's an hour from Miami. But no, that's not true. Florida's not free. I have friends that talk to them all the time. You still have to wear a mask. You still get harassed. You still can't do business without a mask on your face.
And that is it just certain cities? Because you're Broward County, that's really bad. But I do know that there's areas of Florida that people feel free.
I would say more northern Florida, not South Florida, not Broward, not Palm Beach.
Okay.
Those are the two main South Broward areas, Daytona.
Let's get back to the most important part of this conversation. That's your son. Okay. And I do interview multiple people that have in the past with the, children and the corrupt system. What are you doing right now to try to get your son back?
Well, I have filed pro se to give me the window I need to get additional movement in the court. I have not found an attorney that's reasonable or willing to go up against the judge, because the only way to get this reopened is to file against the judge regarding the duress and coercement that I was suffering when I was forced into an agreement. Because I was told that if I didn't accept what opposing counsel was offering, I wouldn't see my son again. The judge hated me. He was going to drag it out. I was going to have to go into unification therapy. And opposing counsel offered 3 weeks in the summer, which is, I used to have the whole summer, you know, for years, to take all that away and then tell me that that's all I could have, or I'm not going to see him again. It really put me in a very difficult position, because I've already not seen him for a year. I'm also working tirelessly to get this judge removed, to have him, you know, however it works, whether it's misconduct, charges, impeachment, something, because then I won't have an issue with an attorney helping me. Nobody wants to take this, because they have to face this judge in the future with family proceedings and other cases.
Oh, I see. And that's just awful. So that's why there's always so much pressure. And that's why the judge has too much power. Too much power, because everybody's afraid because of all their other cases.
Yeah.
And their whole career is on the line. And so the power leveling is way out of whack here. Now, how old is your son?
He'll be 15 in August.
And you had full custody for a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, I had him. I don't know what you call full custody anymore, but when I had him 100% till he was 3 months old, and then we had 50-50 up until he was 7 or 8. And then that's when he came at me full-fledged with the harassment and the nonstop. I don't even know how else to explain it. The father would just show up and take video and pictures at my home and at my husband's job and at my daughter's school, and just constantly harass me with depositions weekly, and just, you know, breaking me down, if you will, to the point where they said, you know, I went in for a deposition and it was his attorney and him and his ex-wife and my attorney, which didn't help matters any, who said, look, if you want your life and you want your son to have a life, then you have to adhere to our demands, which is change your son's last name, no more child support, give us sole decision making. And I'm cornered and I'm terrified, because the man who raped me is in front of my face, and I'm told that if I don't agree to their terms, then I'm going to lose everything. So that's how he was able to get the upper hand with as much time as he has. And then it was shortly after that he moved further away from me, forcing me into a new agreement with less time. So what I've had for the past, say, 7 years is the full summer, spring break, holidays, and weekends, like once a month. So with moving, because I moved out of state, I had a lot of reasons. One was his workplace was across from my house. Harassment wasn't stopping. The other was because my husband had been laid off and we had a really good job opportunity out of state.
Sure.
It was really hard to make that decision because I didn't want to leave my son, but my attorney assured me there's no reason why my timeshare, which was always already like a long distance timeshare, couldn't be the same. You know, there's no logical reason for that. So because of this picture, because of this judge's, I don't even know how to phrase it properly, but his own issues, his own perspective, his own, you know, there's a lot of words that I could use. I just have to, you know, tread lightly. I lost everything. I had it all taken away from me, to where the father should have been held responsible. He's the one who refused to honor a court order and had me go through all the means that I've gone through. I went through the police. The police in Florida, it's against the law to interfere with the timeshare. It's a third degree felony to kidnap your child. He did that, but they dropped it and told me to take it to court. And then I take it to court 6 months later, and I'm told, as I shared, that I have to get this vaccine and go through all these means to see my son. And then now I don't have anything other than a few weeks, because the judge was never going to give me a fair hearing at that.
Jeez. Okay. And what does your son say about all this? Does he prefer to be with you?
He's not really able to articulate the way that he'd like to, because dad's always had the upper hand. So he can't say anything against his father as to what'll happen if he does, repercussions, because he's done that in the past and he spoke out and his life got worse for him. So it's, okay. It's really to put him in a bad place. I know that, you know, I have other children that have gone through a lot psychologically. They don't understand why their brother has vanished. So I can only imagine that that's, you know, what's going through his mind as well. My 17-year-old and my 12-year-old were best friends with their brother. And then I have my 6 and my 8-year-old. They cry daily. They have meltdowns. They're constantly praying. They're constantly not understanding why we don't have a system in place to protect us. You know, they get upset. Why didn't the police do anything? Why did the judge do this? Why are we having to go through this pandemic alone without our family when everyone else gets to see theirs? And he has 2 other children from 2 other women that get to freely come and go and be a part of my son's life.
So what do you need? What would you, I know you have a GoFundMe page. Are you raising funds to try to get an attorney that will represent you against this judge?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I suppose there probably are some attorneys that would step in and do this that aren't as nervous about this judge because they don't necessarily do that work with that judge all the time. Maybe somebody from another county or maybe somebody that doesn't run up against him as much.
That's what I'm working on. Haven't had success thus far, but it is what I'm working on because unfortunately they're all connected. They all know each other. They all talk. It's an uphill battle.
So very corrupt system, the CPS system. I know you don't want to talk about the CPS too deep because you're worried about the making sure you know, I mean, everybody, but there's just been so many problems and it's time we get it cleaned up because there's too many victims in this process. The kids, everyone's a victim in this process. And the court doesn't do anything for these families when everyone's a victim. It's a terrible system.
Yeah, I like I said, I've never had justice. His father got away with coming after me when I was 9 months pregnant with my now 8-year-old, caused me to go into labor. And after they arrested him, they emailed me. They knew I was a victim, but they didn't have enough to prosecute. They weren't going to win the case. So this man has been getting away with everything. He's the corruption. I don't understand, you know, how they pick a side. I don't understand if it's money fueled or if it's who you know. I just know that this shouldn't have happened. You know, I'm not a criminal and I just wanted to see my son.
It sounds like you don't have the right political leanings either because of their mask and I don't know. It just the fact that you have a right to carry. You didn't wear a mask and then they use that against you is ludicrous. And then forcing you to get a vaccine is incredibly obnoxious. That's against your basic human rights.
Right.
So, okay. So where can people reach you and see more of you? Your Facebook page, your GoFundMe page, let people know.
So the GoFundMe is Liberating Logan exclamation mark. It's, my friend Jayla Williams put that together for me. I'm on Instagram under Melanie Michael Joseph. I'm on Facebook the same. And then I have a Facebook group called Liberating Logan. I had to make it private because of the harassment that I was getting from the father's side. But I did, you know, those. And then I have an email, josephrmelanie@gmail.com, that people can reach me at. And I really appreciate the support. It's been a very lonely battle, and it's been a battle, like I said, for a year where I've been fighting the system and fighting, you know, to get this to the media, and it's been ignored. And unfortunately, this judge set the precedent for other judges to do the same thing to other mothers now that are across the country regarding a mask. And so I'm fighting to not only help myself, but those mothers as well. I'm fighting to have a bill introduced to take this authority away from judges with what I consider medical kidnapping. And all the support, all the emails, all the messages, every penny that's going into our fight is very humbling, and we're just really grateful. And it really helps drive me, if that makes sense, because I have, you know, I'm composed at the moment, but I can't even begin to explain to you what I go through physically and mentally and emotionally every day to continue this fight where I have other children that I have to nurture through helping them understand, and then myself with my physical health. It's been a nightmare.
I can imagine.
And so it just really helps a lot with the encouragement of people saying, you know what, we're behind you and we're fighting with you kind of thing. And it means a lot to our family.
Well, is there anything else that you want to say before we end this interview?
None other than just, you know, the people, if they want to help as far as getting Governor DeSantis's attention, or Anthony Sabatini, who files bills all the time, or judicial qualifications that have stated they haven't received my letter. Because, you know, when the public went after the judge, when my first story was published, he recused himself. And that's because of the public emailing and phone calling him. So if everybody were to continue to do that, there's a higher chance that this judge will be held accountable. And that's going to change a lot of lives, including mine, for other parents that are going through this as well. Because at the end of the day, that's where justice is, right? Not allowing this man to have the type of authority he has any longer to destroy other lives.
I agree with that. Well, thank you so much for joining the program. And we all pray for you, and our hearts go out to you. And I really hope that people do what they ask, send the letters and get this judge removed. And also, hopefully, if they have money, they can donate to help your legal fund.
Yeah, and that really helps 100%. My husband has been, a trooper with helping me do the interviews with you, and days that I'm really struggling and taking the kids and doing everything that we can to put what we need together financially. And this really helps. I can't even tell you the type of retainers that are asked, or, you know, some of them are like $600 an hour. And there's, I just haven't found one that, you know, is willing to do this for the most part, but it really does help. And we really appreciate all of it. And thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome, and take care.